Welcome to Tech Talk with me, David Dundee. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, drop me a line, david@fmr.co.za, and of course, find me on @DavidDundee on those social media channels. And of course, the podcast, as always, on fmr.co.za. As you probably know by now, if you've been listening for long enough, I love home automation and I love having knowledge of what's going on in my house. So when a local solution to this sensor networks got hold of me to test some of their stuff, I was pretty excited. And today I've got Mark Alliwell, the founder and CEO of said sensor networks, on for an interview. Hi, Mark.
Good morning. How's things?
Oh, fantastic. So you guys came and installed a geyser. I want to call it a geyser timer, but I'm going to acknowledge it's not a geyser timer. And then I had a smart light bulb and a smart switch to test. But let's focus on the geyser solution. There are a number of geyser solutions in South Africa. You guys did things a little differently. First of all, homegrown. Thank you for that. Secondly, a couple of features I haven't seen anywhere. When I loaded the app, I could see the temperature that my geyser is presently set at, besides having the smart features to not run the geyser when I don't need it. What made you go down that path? And then there's one other amazing unique feature that you guys have got, which is leak prevention. Tell us about that.
Thanks. Yeah, so I guess with the Rolls-Royce of geyser timers, you get your standard sort of DB board geyser timer, which is sort of on off on the DB board, and we wanted to do something slightly different. Controlling temperature is really important in a geyser, and actually in terms of energy savings, it's almost 15% of the total energy savings, being able to turn the sort of temperature up and down. And certainly in terms of solar, if you're linking our product and heating water with solar only, you really want that water to be nice and hot, so up to sort of 60, 65 degrees. And then if you're using Eskom power, you want to reduce that energy. So I guess that's why we went ahead and did that.
Well, I thought this was going to be a superfluous use case, because what I did is when I got my geyser and I'm on solar, I bumped my temperature up to 65, which of course caused my geyser to drip a little bit because of overheat. And I thought this is a set and forget. But you installed this thing and I've had a change in seasons. So I was running your geyser at 60 or 62 degrees where I knew I didn't get any dripping from my overflow. So thank you for that. But as we're going into summer, I realized I could drop my temperature further. We've got a pretty regular household with set timings, and I know pretty much when everyone's using hot water. But we had a couple of days where things went out of sync and it was so easy to just go heat now in the app. I didn't think there was so much usability on that, so thank you for that.
You can thank my wife for heat now, because we'll be the same as a family of five and just go through the months and it's sort of same cadence. And then one day she'll come home at 1 o'clock in the afternoon and want to shower and phone me and say, why is there cold water? Because we heat in the morning, we heat in the evening. So we built heat now for my wife, and I can tell you it's actually one of the biggest used features, because although we do follow the sort of cadence throughout the days, there are times when you say, listen, I just want to jump in the shower now quickly. So that is a great feature, yeah.
The other thing that I really loved was you guys added a solenoid to the system. Why did you do that?
It's interesting. When we first started the company, we were very much an insurance play. So obviously 45 to 50% of all geyser claims or claims in houses are geysers bursting, with 30% of those having water damage. I think every South African has. You come home and your new shag pile carpets are soaked and your Van Gogh you bought last week is damaged. So
I'm still waiting for the tax bill that I can buy Van Goghs. But the reality is that geysers aren't built the way they were when they were using too much copper. And it isn't if, it is when, it seems.
So every 6 to 7 years, that's when geysers burst.
And you guys just automatically shut off that water supply.
Yeah, we do probably a little bit more. So we have some insurance partners where we've embedded the tech into their APIs. So geyser bursts, insurance creates a claim automatically and you get a call from a plumber. So we not only stop that water, we make the sort of digital process much easier for you. You just get a plumber calling you saying your geyser's burst. Okay. You may not even know.
Okay, so geyser timer, normally if I put one on my DB board, is going to cost me anywhere between 400 Rand and 1,000 Rand for some kind of smart timer, would be my guess, and no subscription. You guys are offering a lot more, but you are charging a bit more. Tell us about that.
There's a few different models. One is you can sort of rent the hardware from us. I think it's about 140 bucks a month, or you can buy it. It's 3,000 Rand. And then there's a monthly subs fee, which effectively gives you access to all the premium features. So some of these features you mentioned are premium features, but you don't have to do that. If you just want to turn your geyser on and off from an app, you can get that free from us. So I guess there's different solutions for different pockets. But one thing I can say is that if you use the premium solution, you will save 30% of your water heating bill, which is increasing daily.
Mark, where can people order your stuff or find out more?
You can come to sensorconnect.co.za. That's our main website. They can jump on, have a look at all the technology that we offer.
And I recommend that you do. That's it for this week. If you've got questions, you want to find out more about something, or just a comment, david@fmr.co.za, or find me on @daviddondi on the social media, and of course the podcast on fmr.co.za.